This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. On the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple health sector projects worth around 12,850 crore rupees at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, New Delhi yesterday. These projects include launch of expanded Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and UWIN portal. This extended scheme now ensures health care coverage for all senior citizens aged 70 and above, granting them access to essential health services without income constraints. Chief Minister of Sikkim, Mr. P.S. Tamang, virtually attended the event from Samman Bhavan, Gangtok. PM Modi introduced the UWIN portal, a platform aimed at strengthening immunization services nationwide. This portal includes digital innovations such as a dedicated platform for allied healthcare professionals, drone-enabled health outreach from premier medical institutions, and climate change and health action plans designed to tackle the health challenges posed by environmental changes. The Prime Minister yesterday distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. He said the country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi asserted the government is committed to providing maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth. Ahead of assembly polls in the national capital early next year, the Delhi Chief Electoral Office yesterday launched the special summary revision of electoral roll across all the 70 assembly constituencies. It aims to update and correct voter information ahead of the elections scheduled in February 2025. Through this initiative, eligible voters can correct their details and report inaccuracies in the voter list till 28th November. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, P. Krishnamurthy, said the aim of the revision is to include new voters, particularly those turning 18 on or before 1st January next year, as well as unenrolled eligible citizens in the electoral roll. The updated electoral rolls are available at designated polling stations and voter centres. The final version of the electoral roll will be published on 6th January 2025. The filing of nomination papers for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand ended yesterday. Scrutiny of nominations in the two states will be taken up today. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is 4th of November. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in two phases. Polling for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on the 13th of next month. Voting for by-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on 20th November. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand along with by-polls in different states will be held on the 23rd of November. The Deepotsav celebrations in the city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is expected to be much more grand, with the Uttar Pradesh government aiming to create a new world record this Diwali by lighting 28 lakh earthen lamps or diyas along the banks of the Saryu River. Preparations are in full swing for the grand Deepotsav celebrations today evening in Ayodhya. The whole city is being decorated for the event. Major hospitals in the national capital Delhi have made several arrangements to attend to injured patients during Diwali. At Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, an emergency ward has been prepared for the treatment of fire accident patients. Meanwhile, special preparations have been made at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences and Safdarjung Hospital to provide timely treatment to patients. Special teams of doctors have also been deployed in these hospitals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.